Relationship between the refugee community in Mvepi settlement and a local NGO offering humanitarian assistance has deteriorated after allegations of sexual harassment of young girls by some staff.
The refugees in Mvepi refugee settlement under Terego district are demanding a total ban on Hope Foundation, one of the implementing partners providing humanitarian assistance, over allegations of sexual exploitation of beneficiaries. In a letter dated 11th of February 2026 and addressed to key stakeholders including UNHCR, UNICEF, the Office of the Prime Minister, Hope Foundation, Uganda Police, among others, refugee leaders from Tang 16 in Terego district condemned what they described as a sexual harassment, exploitation and abuse of refugee girls and young women. The refugees alleged that Daniel Okuru, one of the staff of Hope Foundation, impregnated a 17-year-old pupil, and that Thomas Okiri, the co-founder and the executive director of Hope Foundation, attempted to influence the victim to terminate the pregnancy. Pony Bladnan, the secretary for Women Affairs in Mvepi, says this is not the first time staff members of the same organization have been implicated in similar allegations and is calling for immediate action.
The girl spoke out very well that one of the staff that work with the Hope Foundation, SED, encouraged her to abort the child for 3 times. However, it is not the first time. We sat down several times to write our memo. Up to today, there is no feedback.
On 9th of February 2026, the refugee leaders reported a defilement case at Mvepi Police Post. The following day, community members marched to close at the multipurpose center, but were blocked by police. Several of them were arrested and later released on the 24th of February 2026 and were charged with malicious damage to property. Charles James Loro, a former refugee welfare leader in Mvepi, has asked the police to ensure fairness, transparency and accountability in handling the matter.
How can you as a CID, somebody come to complain and you're telling that these are friends, how can we arrest this person?
West Nile Police Public Relations Officer Josephine Ngutia says investigations into the defilement case are ongoing while the malicious damage case has been sanctioned and pending in court.
The suspects of malicious damage were arrested, but then for defilement, police is still making more inquiries.
Currently, Daniel Okuru is reportedly on the run, while Thomas Okiri stated that he cannot encourage much on the matter, citing ongoing investigations.
First of all, the content we are talking about here is a very sensitive content.
Sexual exploitation of refugees by partner staff in Uganda is punishable under the Penal Code Act, the Refugee Act 2006 and the Employment Act 2006. Radio Parties News, I am Federic Tamadu reporting.